Hello, and welcome to the podcast going down in the DM. My name's Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Positions by Ariana Grande. It goes down in the DM.
Yay, I'm actually really excited for this episode because if you guys don't know, which most of you should know by now, Ariana Grande is like our favorite artist. I know, well, both of us have been obsessed since, like, 2013, when she released, like, The Way with Mac Miller.
Yep.
And, or even before that, when she was on, like, Victorious, and then she was doing covers on YouTube.
I think she's just, like, she has the most beautiful voice, feel like, of our, like...
generation.
Maybe generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like... out of, like, Miley, Demi, Selena, like, that whole entire group, she is the best of all of them.
I think millennials had, like, Beyonce or, like...
yeah.
Like, who? Like, Whitney Houston, maybe? But we had Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she's our person.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was really excited. What? Oh, you go.
No. I was gonna say, we just wanted to come on and talk about the album because we love it so much.
Or do we? Find out at the end.
Oh, true. That was kind of like a blank statement because I'm going to be honest. I don't want to say I love it.
We'll just go through each song.
I very much like it.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on each song. Okay, so...
well, let's do an overview of the album.
Okay.
Real quick.
Overview. Well, let's do before listening to the album, our expectations. So what were your expectations going into this album?
Wait, sorry. There's like something in my throat.
COVID. Corona.
Okay, expectations. So for me, Thank You Next was like that album of her like
career.
She was basically saying like, yeah, like I don't need a relationship, I don't want a relationship, I'm out of one now, and here's like me healing, you know. So I thought this album was gonna be Shut Up, like the song Shut Up on like the in every single track, and it kind of is, but then not at the same time. I definitely was not expecting this to be an album about affection,
you know what I mean? Like,
and like, yeah, that's not what I was expecting. But I think going into it, I just thought this album was gonna be very like unapologetic. Yeah.
Okay. About you? For me, I don't even know what I was expecting because in her first like three albums, it was all ballads, like you know, like the Ariana Grande mumble, then big singing, runs, and then. She did, like, Sweetener and Thank You Next, which was, like, more poppy. So, like, I knew that she wanted to go, like, R&B. And I was like, oh, yeah, she should do that. That would be so cool. And then I also heard her leak Nasty on her Instagram, like, a long time ago. And then me being, like, the obsessive compulsive follower that I am, I streamed that on YouTube for, like, the minute.
Even though it's, like, a minute.
Yeah, literally. Like, literally the minute. That was on Instagram, I would listen on YouTube, and I was like, okay, so I kind of, like, knew that this album was going to be more, like, cater to the older audience, and more towards her, like, Black audience, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I think that this audience, or this album is catered towards. Like, I think
Like
that?
Like, majority of her team is Black.
Yeah, she diverse in her...
yeah, like the producer, I can't think of his name right now.
Is it L.A. Reid?
But he... no, it's one of her friends. I can't think of his name right now.
No.
But he's Black.
Yeah.
Victoria, Black.
Mm-hmm.
The other friend, I cannot think right now.
Just
their
all
names.
Black. She's Black.
But they're...
she wants to
be. her team is of all Black people. The girl... the boys who did Boyfriend with her, even they're on tracks. Like, it makes complete sense why this was catered to the Black community. Uh-huh. And, like, we love it. We're obsessed.
And I wanted to say that, like, even on social media and stuff, like, on TikTok, that's my go-to social media, a lot of, like, I guess her white listeners did not like this album. And I'm it really wasn't for you. And, I mean... I guess you guys will see my opinion on it and our opinion on it. But, I mean, I definitely enjoyed it more than I guess the white person would. But anyways, first song.
I want to look up real quick who did it, just because I feel like, okay, Tommy Brown, that's his name.
Oh, okay.
He's the same one. I think he did Needy and he did Thank You Next. I think those are the only songs that he had like a heavy hand in.
Okay.
For her other
ones. And I love both of those, so.
Mm-hmm. And remember I sent you that interview and I was like, oh, watch this, even though it's like an hour, two hours long.
I never watched it because it's so long.
Yeah, it is really long. So she did one for Thank You Next as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she like introduced her team. So that's how I knew that, like, and they talked about like what songs they worked on, what lyrics they did.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the same one for this interview. So like, and I really like that about her too. I know this isn't about the album, but I like that she gives credit where it's due. She's not just like, I'm the only one who does it. Like, she is really forward with
very humble, helping her. Very humble as an artist. Because she's been through a lot. And it's always on the forefront of every media platform. So,
yeah.
Love that about her. So, first song, Shut Up.
I love this song.
You love it? Okay, when I first heard it, I was like, I was confused, honestly. Because her first songs, I mean, okay. All of her first songs, like the beginning of the albums, are always like these beautiful, like masterpiece songs that you're like, why aren't these songs 3 minutes long? Why are they always a minute and a half? Like, she always leaves you begging for more. And then this one, it's kind of, it's still beautiful. Like, she has the harmonies and, like, the beautiful melody and, like, the singing. But it's, like, it's just poppy. And then, like, the lyrics are not, like, when raindrops fell. Like, it's so different. So, like, it sets the tone for the album completely.
Exactly. That's why I think I like it so much.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it introduces the album and kind of just says to people, like, I really don't care if you like it or not because I like it.
Like how,
I don't know the exact lyric, like, verbatim, but she said something like, keep the comments on mute. And she was like, because I like my shit. Like, I love that part.
Yeah.
Like, love that part. And I also just, I just love it. The whole thing, I love
it. I think you can apply the lyrics, like, you sound so dumb, so maybe you should shut up. You can apply that to every aspect of your life. Like, people just talk. They have no idea what they're talking about. Like, you're just loud and wrong. Loud and wrong. So just shut up.
I need to pull up the lyrics for some of these songs, but shut up. I love this one.
Oh, and sure. I love the opening line. Like, my presence...
My presence...
good and my aura bright.
Aura bright.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And I was like, yes! You're my presence sweet and my aura bright. Yes, it is. Like, oh my gosh. Love it.
Oh, also, well, we can get into this more, but, like, I really like how the entire album, I feel like, is exactly what you and I always talk about. Like, vibrations, energies, manifesting. Like, I feel like she kind of talks about that in each one.
Okay, so this episode's going to be literally so long. Like, I didn't think it was going to be this long. But I just have much to say. But I feel like this album was released at, like, such a perfect time for, like, us. Because I feel like we've just grown into, like, such a different mindset than what we were in during Thank You Next era.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, like, this album came out, and it's, like, every lyric just, like, hits, right?
It hits.
Where it's supposed to. And it just, like, oh, makes sense. And it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so 34 plus 35. What do you think about this one?
Oh my gosh, probably one of my favorites off the whole album. At first, I was not a fan. I was like, girl. But then the more I listened to it, I'm like, obsessed. I love it. Like, I think it's the perfect pop song. And if it wasn't so, like, quote unquote vulgar, like, the whole point of the song is 69ing. So it wouldn't be able to play on the radio. But I do think if the lyrics were different, it would be on the radio. Like, one of those songs that is played so much, it's annoying.
Yeah. I had this, like, poetic sentence in my head of how I thought about this song. But I can't think about it right now.
Oh.
So, I'm going to try to, like, configure it a different way. I like this song because I feel like this is one of those songs that, like, you don't need to be, like, in love or in a relationship to, like, relate to it.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a fun, poppy song. And I feel like this is, like, a side chick song. Like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. When I listen to this song, you know how some songs you listen to and you're like, oh, my God, like, I want a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that when I listen to the song, but I still think of like an intimacy, but I think of like a fun one, not like a serious and all the complicated parts to it, you know?
Same thing, but different. Like when I hear this song, like I don't really like think of like guys, even though the song is like, you know, the whole point of the song is like being with a man or like being with a partner. I think of like being with my friends and dancing and having a good time.
Yes, just like listening to this fun.
Song. It's just a fun song.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I love it so much. Because it's like,
Like, can you say a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that part too. Like, I think that was the point I was trying to make. It's more so this album doesn't remind me of like a love story or something.
Yeah.
It's just having fun, which I really like.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's different.
Motive? I don't want to spend too much time on that because I do not like that song.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I've listened to it maybe like 4 times. I don't love it. I don't hate it. Like, if it comes on, it comes on. But, like, I don't go and click it.
I'm mad that this is the song that made the radio off the album.
It's probably just because Doja Cat is on it.
No, literally. And when the album first came out, like, all the fake Ariana fans that only listened because she dropped were like, oh, my God, this song is the best song off the album. And I was like, huh? I don't even know the words. No. Like, that's the skip song for me.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's definitely, like, a poppy, like, play in the club type song.
If it came on, I'm going to dance and, like, I'll probably know the words to it, but I wouldn't voluntarily listen to it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to make this too long, like, because this song, whatever.
Yeah.
But right before college, I had went to this, like, it was, like, a pride event.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, a bunch of, like, drag queens and it was just, like, a gay pride event. Like, it was really fun. And it was me, my mom, like, people from, like, my high school teachers.
Yeah.
Leanna. And we went to it.
I already know what you're going to say.
We were just having a good time, like dancing around. There was like the rainbow lights everywhere, and then like I can imagine this song playing, and I'm like dancing, like
just having a good time, but like it's not
Like flipping around, just having a good time. Like, but like, no, I really wouldn't listen to this any other time than that.
Next song is probably the most signifying. Is that the word?
Yeah,
the most amazing song of the album. For us. Yeah. I mean, it's not the favorite song, but I mean, I love this song. Just Like Magic by Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. Every single lyric.
I haven't seen that many good reviews of this song, though.
That's okay, because I feel like it makes it more special for us.
Uh-huh. I was gonna say that. Aww. Like, I feel like she knew who she was, like, making it for.
She made it for herself, I feel like. This song specifically. Yeah.
And I think, like, the people who relate to that feel like they made it for her, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I love this song.
When she was like, let me highlight a few of my favorite lyrics, which is going to be a few.
Okay.
Okay, wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day. Think it in my head, then it happens how it should. Like, yes, like when you wake up, I mean, not every day I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I just want to have a good day. But the part where it's like, think it in my head, then it happens how it should, happens all the time.
Like, that's the ideals of life. Like,
yes. You know,
that's what we always practice and preach to everyone.
And it's like, good karma, my aesthetic, keep my conscience clear. That's why I'm so magnetic.
That's why I'm so magnetic.
Manifest.
Oh, she's so good.
I finessed it. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Looking at my phone, but I'm trying to disconnect it.
I was gonna say, that's my favorite part.
I do that all the time. Like, I'm looking at my phone, but I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I just... like, I don't need to be looking at my phone. And then I think my favorite line, which is, like, kind of, like, not really morbid, but, like, losing friends left and right, but I just end up loving life.
Loving life.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. Yes, yeah. Ariana, speak to me.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite little chunk of the song because I feel like that's kind of what, like, my life has, like, been. Like, those two, the part about looking at the phone and reading a book and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like, obviously, like, no one's really, like, around me all day to see, like, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, never on my phone. Like, ever.
Yeah, you aren't.
And I think, yeah, and I think when I do pick up my phone, like, I'm not interested in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I text whoever's texting me at the time. But, like, social media, like, I really don't care to, like, click on it. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's obviously, like, some accounts that I always want to look at. Like, Desi Perkins just had a baby. Yeah. So, sometimes I'll go on to it because I want to look at her baby. But, like, I don't know. So, I really like that part because it's, like, you know, like, I'm just trying to disconnect. Like, there's more to do than scrolling on my social media and then, like, read a fucking book. I'd be trying to stay connected. Like, duh. Like, I feel like that's what the time I've been on. I really don't go on my phone.
No, I literally only go on my phone to go on TikTok or read a book. Like, I don't talk to anyone except for you or, like, my mom. And, like, I don't even go on YouTube. Like, I haven't been on YouTube in so long. Like, it's just, I don't know. This song is just really particular for me. And it just...
Yeah, I agree.
The next song...
We love that one. Oh, my God.
The next song...
This song...
I play a lot.
I'm telling you... if you guys don't know which one we're talking about, we're talking about Off the Table featuring The Weeknd. This one made me, like, really... get like emo when I first listened to it, like for real for real. And I don't even know why, because I feel like I don't like relate to it.
Same, but I do.
But it made me sad, you know?
It's just sad. I don't know, like I relate but I don't relate, but I relate but I like don't relate, but I understand because I know what she's talking about and I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I think her, like, singing is beautiful in this. Like, when she's like, will I ever love the same? The way she, that opening line sang perfectly. Every note is perfect.
Yeah. I was listening to that interview again that she did. And she basically said that this song is like, she wrote this knowing, like, obviously knowing that this was not the case. But she said that she had to write it to, like, understand that it wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of what happened to me when I listened to this, because, not to be all deep for a second.
No, you get deep.
But, like, deep. You know what I mean? Like,
you have to convince yourself.
Ending, yeah, they are so hard. Mm-hmm. And when you, like, give a lot to someone and you, like, are dead, like, I'm marrying you.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you actually realize it's not going to happen, it's like, oh, my God, like, am I ever going to think like that again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, will I ever let myself actually get to that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, not a waste of time, but it's like, you know, you carry all these feelings just to break up and it's like, stupid, annoying, whatever. So, like, I feel like these thoughts actually go through people's heads. Like, it definitely went through my head. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, will I, like, am I too cold? Am I not nice? Like, am I even ready? You know what I mean? Like, I definitely feel all those, but then by the end of it, it's like, no, like, love is not off the table. It's just not right now.
Yeah, and it's just not with that person right now. Like, so many.
Yeah, which is fine.
It's okay.
But I definitely, this is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I agree. This is one of my top three.
Made me really sad because, like, I feel like we kind of know what she's talking about.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or we think we know what she's saying. Because at the end of the day, we don't really know.
If we compare it to, like, the Mac Miller situation, because, I mean, they did date for, like, over 6 years.
And that's what I would assume this is about.
Yeah, because...
like, do I sit this one out and wait for the next lifetime? Like, that, you only really need to do that if the person is no longer here.
Yeah.
Like, there's never going to be a chance to be with them again. So, like, I feel like we can kind of assume that's what this was written about. Which, that's what makes it 10 times sadder for me.
And, like, never thought you'd be so damn hard to replace. Like, oh, my God.
This one said to someone you can't hold anymore, like... I don't know.
And, like, I think The Weeknd is talking about Bella. I don't think he's talking about Selena.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think it's Selena. But I will say, again, from this interview, you guys have to go watch it. Delaney, you have to watch it, too.
Okay.
Because it really, like, talks about the purpose. She said she wrote all of hers, sent it to The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that he wrote it, like, in response to what she wrote.
Oh, okay.
So, she said that, I'm like, maybe he's not talking about anyone specifically. Yeah. So, that's why I really like watching that interview.
They were supposed to get married, and I was excited for that.
I didn't know they still weren't together. I thought they were together again.
Oh, they might be. I don't know. I don't really pay attention.
Well, moral of the story, we love this one.
Love that,
like,
one.
I think this is actually, this is my top three off the album.
Same. So, yeah, I think 34-35 is top three. Off the Table is top three. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What about 6:30? Do you like this one?
No. I did at first. But I don't anymore.
I like it.
Are you down? What's up? I don't like that. I don't like the whole hook of the song. I think it's kind of annoying to me, but I would listen to it.
I think, like, the difference for me with this album is that I don't relate to really any of them besides for, like, you know, like, four. Not four. Like, two of them.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and I think I like to listen to music that I, like, resonate with. So mm-hmm. I think because I don't resonate with it, it's harder for me to be like, oh, I love it. But, yeah. like, I don't think this is a bad song at all. Like, I feel like this is, again, like, a fun song, you know?
This is not, yeah, I just, this is just one of the songs that I'm not a fan of. Like, I don't know, like, one of our friends, David, he was, like, tweeting about one of the songs on the album that he just, like, hated. And it was one of the songs that I actually liked. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he hates that song. But he likes 630. So I was like, okay, maybe it's just difference in opinion. And I think another thing I wanted to say is music is so subjective. And I wish people would stop saying that, like, oh, you listen to bad music. Like, no. Music is an art form. Like, people like different things. If you make people assimilate in, like, their music choices, then no one will ever, there will be no originality. So stop saying people listen to bad music and mind your business. Anyways.
Oh, wait. I feel like I need to say this because something clicked me, like, a couple weeks ago, and it made me, like, envy these type of things. What? Like, when you speak about people's, like, artwork and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, obviously, when an artist puts something out, mm-hmm. they know they're going to get reactions. They know people are going to put their opinions and comments on it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, how selfish are we that we think we can look at someone's hard work and energy Literally. And time and life experience and be like, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Like, literally, like I was just saying how I don't like 630. Like, that's so, like, I mean, I know we're reacting to it.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, obviously, like, that's the purpose of this. But the other side of this, I kind of feel like, who are we? You know what I mean? Like, how selfish are we to sit here and listen to her hard work and be like, I don't like it? But she put it out. She knew exactly what she was doing, which is, like, the opposite of that. Like, I feel like There's everyone is always going to be subjected to hate.
Yeah,
but I just feel like I needed to say that.
That's very
okay,
true.
How do you feel about... Yeah, what about Safety Net? Did you like that one?
I really like Safety Net. It's not top two, it's not top five, but I think it's a really good song. I think if it wasn't, it would be a song that I would listen to a lot,
mm-hmm.
like, in 2018. I think it's just, like, an old song that they just released, like, 2 years too late. I think we've progressed past that era of music. It's like an R&B song.
Yeah. I agree with that. Maybe that's why I don't, like, love it.
Because I think it's good. But I definitely could see it. With no safety net. Like, that's good. That's like a good, like, little lyric hook, but it's just not current.
For right now.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I don't have too much to say about that one. I do agree with everything you said, but I don't listen to that as much as
me I would have
probably
if
liked
to. If it came on, I would listen to it, but I wouldn't be like, hey, put on Safety Net with Ty Dolla Sign and Ariana Grande.
Yeah. You're going to be like, okay. Okay, wait. My Hair, I love this song.
You told me you hated it.
And I love it now.
Oh my gosh. I haven't
But I said this to was going to happen. Oh, like, really? As time goes on, you change. You know what I mean?
Yeah, same.
And I think, like, you have to listen to it. Just listen to it, like, walking down the street.
Okay. See, like, the beat is just, like...
Because you gotta give it another
chance. Album, I've listened to it nonstop since it's come out. Like, everywhere I go, I'm listening to it. Which is, like, I don't know. But this song, I'm always just like, eh.
I feel like...
I need to sit down and listen to it.
Yeah. It's kind of like a silly song, but I think... Her voice with the beat is so beautiful that whatever she was saying really doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. She does the whistle note at the end, right, in this song?
Yeah. She sings the entire thing. It's crazy.
I wish I could relate to this song because I've always wanted to, like, someone to play in my hair. But I would never in a million years let someone, like, play in my hair. Like,
I don't want to. It's going to hurt because our hair is curly. Like, no, they're literally. They're going to, like, pull our curls apart.
Like, when I was in middle school and stuff and I would straighten my hair, I'd be like, yeah, you can play in my hair. And I hated it because I'm like, wait, don't touch my hair, please. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I wish I could relate, because everyone's, all my, like, white friends would be like, it feels so good when people play with your hair and, like, mess with it. And, like, yeah, I'm sure it does, but not for me.
Yeah. Well, give it another try.
I'll listen to it.
You'll think differently of
it. I'll listen to it when I drive to work tomorrow, and I'll roll down the windows. I'll be like, so
okay, fun, you know what this song reminds me of?
What?
Let's pretend that you and I are 21 years old.
Okay.
We're of a legal age to do whatever we want.
Okay. Okay.
You and I, we go to the bar, right? We're coming home. We've met, like, cute boys. In my case, Tom Felton. You've met Harry Styles.
Okay, wow.
We're in our Uber.
We listen to My Hair by Ariana Grande. We meet Harry Styles.
We're in the Uber going home. Okay. We're a little tipsy from the bar.
All right.
And you and I are like, oh, my God. Like, we got their numbers. Like, we got it sealed. And then we put this on. We go into our apartments, and then, like, the lights lay low, and we, like, fall asleep, and, like, it's, like, dun, dun,
dun, dun, okay. Dun. I'm going to imagine that. I'm going to daydream.
I don't know.
About
you
this.
Just got to. It's a vibe. I feel like this is, like, red room, maroon lighting, like, low lighting type vibe. Okay. Yeah, listen to it again. It's good.
Okay, Nasty.
I already know how you feel.
Yeah. Well, okay. It might be different. Well, I told you. I did listen to this song before the album came out, but it was only the first minute and 45 seconds, and which is the only good part of the song. Like, after that, it seems like she got a little bored, and she stopped trying. Yeah. So,
this song is not rememberable to me. Is that a word?
I thought it was going to be better.
Memorable.
The lyrics are, like, really good, though.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't hate execution.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Like, not a bad song.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't remember the words to it. I don't remember the beat to it. Yeah. I just remember that, like, 5 out of 10 line. Is that even a line?
Yeah. One?
Something like that. That's kind of all I remember
Nasty.
From it.
I don't know if we said that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we did. Oh. I think I might have cut you off because I was like, I already know what you're going to say.
Yeah. But it's okay. Like, if it came up... Okay, if we were like, you know, if it was Princess Skinny and Beyonce, me, you, and David, like, getting ready to go to a party, and this song came on, I feel like we'd go crazy. And we'd be like, That'd be so fun.
This is what this album is for me, I think. I think this is going to be a going out album.
Yeah, like, if we were still in college in a dorm. Oh, I miss those days. Thanks, Corona.
Yeah. This is what I feel like this album would be great for. Because, you know.
Like, getting ready. Being like, so come put your hands through my head. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like, put on, like, mascara.
Yeah, like oh, baby. Yeah, that'd be cute. Yeah. Okay. West Side, I actually like a lot. I don't know the words. But
I listened to it one time.
I love this song, and I think that she sampled a J. Cole song. I think she sampled Neighbors by J. Cole for this song.
Mm.
And I really like the song. It's just, like, a cool, like, chill song. Like, if you're just, like, driving at night, and it's, like maybe for, like, hanging out with your friends, and you drop them off, and you gotta a drive home, and you're like, oh, like, I'm kind of tired. You put this song on, you're like, yeah, like, driving through the city. Mm-hmm. This is a good song for that.
Really? Something forced me to not ever click it after I listened to it one time.
Oh, my
but
God, that's
I'm,
me with
I'll give another shot.
My hair.
Yeah, I'll give it another chance, and you give My Hair another chance.
Okay.
And then we can
reconvene listen to it
week.
In the car. I feel like the song sounds better in the car.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Love Language, I don't even know what that song is, honestly.
I don't either.
Like, I have no idea.
David loves this
song.
David,
he literally texted me about how this song was the best song of the album. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm looking at the lyrics trying to, like, figure out what this song is, but I have no idea what it is.
I feel like, again, I just need to listen to it. I think maybe tomorrow that's what I'll do. I'll sit through and listen to the album, like, one more time. You know,
is it like, baby, pardon my French, but could you speak in tongues? Oh,
I don't know
if
the beat,
you're
going to
keep speaking my love language, you could talk a
shit. Oh, yeah, no, I don't like that.
It's okay.
It
the
reminds
lyrics
me of, like,
you. It reminds me. Like, I wish you guys could see.
You
what
guys
she's
can't
doing.
See me, but, like, what
she's
is like, the conga thing? Like,
like, she's doing, like, the what's it called? The
Macarena.
Yeah, Macarena. Or whatever.
That's what it reminds me dance. Of.
this song is a Sweetener song.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Maybe it was supposed to be on Sweetener and then she put it on this instead.
Which, I mean, like, the lyrics are cute. I just, it's like, it's too cute for this, like, bomb album. Like, what? Random.
Yeah. Well, I'll get another chance.
Okay. Positions? How do you feel about that one? It's cute. I feel like I over-listened to it.
I think it was like the best option to put as the single.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's definitely a bop, and I think it got everyone excited. Mm-hmm. And I really like that the song kind of does tell us what we're about to get into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I like that the music video is perfect for the time.
I was going to say that.
You know?
It was such a good use of her platform.
Yeah.
And the time period.
Yeah. I love that about
her. She knew that like, this song concert, was going to literally go off, like, because it's her yeah. and she's dropping, and she made that yeah. her music video. And so smart yeah. for her to drop the music video the same night that she was dropping the song.
Like, she's smart, and mm-hmm. I think she knows her influence, so she makes sure that she does it correctly,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had a thing to register to vote at her concert. Like, who does that?
Yeah, I love her so much.
Like, that's big. That's important. But yeah, Positions... Okay, I thought it was really smart that she did it as a single,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's like a getting ready song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Like, going. I'll definitely listen. Obviously, I'm gonna listen to this album multiple times.
No, but, like, yeah, no matter what I say, I'm listening to it.
Yeah, like, but Positions is definitely a song I would never skip, and I like.
Obvious. I like that it's the title too.
Oh yeah, I like Position. I like, it's cute. Like, it fits.
Yeah,
because it can mean yeah. anything. Like.
Yeah, and this entire album is
could mean that. Anything,
but you don't know that just by saying, "Oh, it's titled Positions." Like, you have no clue what that means.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay, Obvious. I actually really like this song, but I think it's so slept on. But it's one of those. Songs
it's a good that song. I think no it's one cute. Listens
to. Yeah, the lyrics are so cute, and her vocals are so amazing. This song is the perfect placement on the album. Like, second to last.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And it's such, like, a grand song. And it's, like, kind of like we're getting close to the end.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like, a sunset song.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that makes sense, you know?
Exactly. But I really do like that song. I listen to this song the most on the album. But it's not my top three. It's probably 4 out of 5, though.
Yeah. I don't think I listen to it that often. But when I do listen to it, like, I know, like... You know what I mean?
And you're like, this is a good song. I love it to see you in the morning.
The morning. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the song.
Yeah. And then, now we're getting to probably the best song.
I think this is probably one of her best songs she's ever made.
I agree. I think it may be the best, if I'm being honest.
I didn't want to say that because in case you disagreed, but yeah, I agree.
No, I think it might be the best. And like maybe not even lyrics, none of that, just vocally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And... I think lyrics, honestly, like every person that listened to the song is like, wow, like she finally said it, like this is what I've been searching for, like that's what everyone was saying on social media, that was like this is the song that I've been like trying to emulate and like wanting in a partner. Is this song
crazy?
And I was like, when I heard it, I started crying. I was like, "Oh my god, oh my god!"
It's insane. I love this song. I think it's that I don't even know how to explain it.
And
but
it's not
I think
even
it's
like
when
that
she
great
says,
of a like. It is a great song.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's what's special about it. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. But she sings. I think it's "Love Me" when she's like the way that you da da. That, like,
oh, the
way
that
she says it, the way she says it, she has this, like, melody in her
the harmony.
Voice.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it, but it just sounds so, like, powerful, but beautiful at the same time. I wish that, like, I could play the song for you
and
guys
like,
and, like, show the exact
it's like
part.
She does, like a musical theater, like a staccato, like, love to see me from your point of view. Like, that was...
I think she hit every single point that, like, we needed, you know?
No, literally, I was not expecting that, like, from that song. I thought it was going to be, like, some, like, see me from my perspective, yeah, boy, I like to know, yeah. Like, something like that. I was not expecting, like, such a powerful, like, ballad. Which I was so happy because she has not done a ballad in years.
Yeah, no. I was not expecting this for this song. And I especially was not expecting this for the ending. I thought this might have been like a middle track. But I liked that she put it at the end.
It was perfect to go from obvious to POV, I feel like.
Yeah. It wrapped up the album. And I almost feel like if you listen, if you put the songs in like a circle, it does like tell a story.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. And again, this is from her little interview thing. She was saying, you know, like, shut up, whatever. You know, that's like the start. Yeah. But then, like, all of, like, the songs about, you know, 34 plus 35, motive, you know, it's just, like, having fun with your partner, doing whatever you want, being, like, risque a little bit. Then there's off the table, and you're, like, really questioning, like, oh, my God, like, is this actually real? Then you have 630, safety net. Both of those are where she's, like, oh, are you going to stick around if I lose my mind and go crazy?
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, oh, will you catch me, safety net? And then, like, My Hair Nasty, West Side, Love Language, Positions. Like, those are all, like,
yeah,
like, just having fun. Having fun with your partner. And then Obvious, it's like, duh, like, you get that I like you. Yeah. You know? And then Point of View.
Like
he likes me, too. And I want to see how he sees
me. I think this album, she's been writing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And she wrote this at different points in her life.
Yeah, and it comes together perfectly when you line it up.
Yeah, and this was her most recent song because she has a new boyfriend right now. Or, I mean, if that's just me, like, guessing in her life.
Well, she does go into, like, all that into in the interview. That's literally the only reason I know those things because she literally says it. But I'm pretty sure she did say that, you know? Like, it's a story of her life.
Wow.
Crazy.
I love how open she is.
I agree with that, yeah. You have, like, to watch that interview. Everyone has to watch it.
It's just so long. I mean, this podcast is long. I hope you guys are listening.
Yeah. Well, those are all the songs.
Okay, give your top five in order, five to one.
My favorite song of the entire album is Off the Table.
Okay.
Then, Just Like Magic.
Okay.
Then,
is this order?
Point of View. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Point of View. My Hair.
Okay.
And then it's a battle between 34 plus 35 and Shut Up, because I feel like those are, like, equal and I can't pick one.
Okay. Mine is number one, POV. Number two, 34, 35. Number three is, why did I literally just forget? Off the Table. Four is Obvious. Five is Just Like Magic.
But I think if I listen to it more, it's gonna change.
Oh yeah, you know? Definitely. Especially like when things in your life change.
Like, we have a trip planned in January, and I bet by the time that comes, it'll be different.
Oh yeah,
it'll be totally different.
But tell them about your theory.
What's my theory?
About part two.
Oh, my God. There is a part two to this. I know there is.
Yeah.
I forgot about it because it's been so long.
Yeah.
Because I thought she would have posted it, like, the next day.
Yeah.
But I get if she's not. I think she's going to wait till it calms down, and then she's going to be like, hey, I'm not done.
Yeah.
Because she posted a lot of other songs that aren't features. A lot of features. On this. Yeah. Like,
Chloe was on
it? Chloe, yeah, they were on it.
Who else? I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. But other people were on it.
But I definitely saw Chloe Halle. Go on
TikTok and look it up. Yes, there's a lot of theories on TikTok about it. But she posted an entire other
soundtrack. Yeah.
Track list that is not on this. So I really think there's a part two. Also, you know how, like, she has the border around the picture of her album, the picture that she posted on Instagram of the track list, the border doesn't end. If you notice, it keeps going. Dun. Yeah, there's no, like, loop around it to make it like a perfect square.
Yeah.
It's just a straight line. Wouldn't that make sense if there's another side to it?
If this was a CD cover, it would be like the other half of the, of yeah. the case, and there yeah. would be like another, yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, there has to be more songs, and who knows if she's ever going to release it, but
she did promote others.
She definitely promoted more songs, and she promoted them as if they were dropping. So, you know, maybe it was like a last minute thought to change.
But I mean, she promoted. There were songs on here that weren't on the initial track list.
Yeah, so maybe she was just trying to make us go crazy. I don't know. But there were more songs that she has that are not out yet. So, that's all I have to say.
Well, she I totally needs to forgot hurry about up that. And drop. I feel like she should have kept Love Languages and yeah. gave us the Chloe and Halle one, or gave yeah, us another sure. ballad.
Maybe she's gonna drop that as a single.
Maybe
that would. I feel like that would go off.
I just don't know. I don't think that she would have made a mistake because, like, there's lawyers involved. You can't promote something like that.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder intention. If it was a last minute thing. You know what I mean?
You can't do that though. Those contracts before you can tell anyone, like, there's no last minute. Because my dad does entertainment stuff, like,
yeah.
Unless she just I think has there's money another to one. Spend, like, okay.
I think there's I think there's another thing coming then, for sure.
Well, I'm waiting and I'll be sitting here patiently, as long as it's yeah. not 2 years again.
Oh, no, I don't think it'll be that long. I feel like she's going to wait for this to go down a little bit.
I feel like by our January trip, we'll have both.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe
we'll have another reaction.
Maybe it will be a Christmas one. I want to Ariana Grande, another Christmas album. Her Christmas maybe. And Chill is so good.
I bought Christmas decorations today. I'm going to listen to them while I decorate. But I'm going to vlog it, so.
Okay, go watch her vlog. And share and DM us. And give us a review on Apple Podcasts, please.
Oh, yeah. Leave us 5 stars. And if you got all the way to the end, we really appreciate you.
We really appreciate you. Sorry we've been slacking yeah. on Instagram.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
We've been really busy.
We've got some stuff going on in our heads. Yeah it is really hard.
Really busy.
And yeah. But yeah. We'll get back on it eventually. We're done with school in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So.
Oh my god, I just yawned so big. It's 10 o'clock here where I live, and so that means it's bedtime. So
it's 10 o'clock for me too, Jelaine.
Yeah, we literally go to bed at this time because we're grandmas.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. Yeah, bye guys. Love you. Peace, love, and pixie dust. Or is it faith trust?
Bye.